Here's a check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. And a story in today's Republican America, the case of Lime Rock versus the Planning and Zoning Commission is headed to the state Supreme Court, which will bypass the appellate court. The issue has been going on for several years since Lime Rock Park owner Skip Barber sought to expand operations to make the facility more economically viable. Among the changes they're asking for are more hours of racing, more unmuffled competitions, and increased campsite occupancy. Longtime Dutchess County legislator Joel Tyner announced his resignation through a Facebook post yesterday morning. The resignation comes amid accusations of sexual harassment. Ashley Casale, administrator of the Hudson Valley Feminist Collective Facebook group, told the Poughkeepsie Journal she and other members of the group have been sexually harassed by Tyner. Members of the Hudson Valley Feminist Collective group issued a public statement regarding the allegations. Joel Tyner abused his power as Dutchess County legislator by making repeated sexual advances towards women who reached out to him as activists and constituents. Now, this is a decade-long pattern of abuse, according to the women, an exploitation of his position and authority and influence documented by many women. Tyner did not return calls from the Poughkeepsie Journal. The Democrat represents District 11, which includes Rhinebeck and Clinton. Newly elected Congressman Delgado will hold a town hall at the Pine Plains High School. That is coming up on Friday at 7 p.m. All are welcome to attend. Planning and Zoning Commission in Falls Village has their meeting tonight. Every fourth Friday of the month, the Pine Plains United Methodist Church sponsors a supper from 5 till 7 p.m. The next supper is set for this Friday of soup, salad, bread, and dessert. This month's free will offerings for the supper will be used to purchase equipment for the church kitchen that'll make prepping easier and serving safer. The church is located on Church Street in Pine Plains. In Stanfordville, the Stanfordville Grange is holding its annual defensive driving course on Saturday, January 26th at the Grange Hall, Route 82 in Stanfordville, 9 until 3 p.m. The cost is $35 per person. Lunch is provided with a free will offering asked. More information, contact Ryan at 845-868-7869. The Roloff Jansen Community Library on Route 22 in Hillsdale, holding a story time and crafts fair for all preschoolers accompanied by caregivers. This and every Saturday between 10:30 and 11:30. More information at 518-325-4101. The Rudolph Steiner School launches their spring puppet play series at the Mason Library on Main Street in Great Barrington. The free event takes place at 11:30 on Saturday. More information at 413-528-4001. Coming up Saturday at 2 p.m., curators tour of the new exhibit at Sharon Cures, Centuries of Medicine in One Small Town at the Sharon Historical Society, sharonhist.org, for more information. The exhibit, Emily Rutgers Fuller's Landscapes, Ins and Outs, January 26th through March 2nd, the reception this Saturday from 4 until 6 p.m. This month, the Bach Gallery in Sharon will transform into the Bach Cabaret Club, presenting Broadway divas Jana Robbins and Haley Swindell. We Just Move On, The Songs of Candor and Ebb, Saturday, 5:30 cocktails and hors d'oeuvres, 6:30 performance. For tickets and more information, sharonplayhouse.org or 860-364-7469, extension 100. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlake and interlakenin.com and Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 171.14 to 24,575.62. The NASDAQ starts off today at 7,025.77 and the S&P 500 at 2638.70. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.